Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Steve and Jen in the morning now, 7:45 here on this Friday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Football, AFC title game Sunday, Tennessee at Kansas City.
Two.
Chief Justice swears in senators as jurors. Impeachment trial is underway.
One.
Winter storm hits most of Kansas, bringing hazardous driving conditions in spots. Three big things, Steve and Ted, on KNSS.
This morning we've got the, here in Wichita, the roadways slippery, wet mostly, but watch out for freezing, bridges, overpasses, and those elevated roadways especially. We've got a traffic accident now at 13th and Ridge Road. And a traffic accident at Maple and 167th Street. That's in the Goddard area. Three vehicles involved in that one. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Cloudy and cool with a 100% chance for rain and freezing rain today at a high of 40 degrees. Yesterday's high was 30, so we're going to be a little bit warmer today. Partly cloudy with a 20% chance for rain tonight. The overnight low 31. Then Saturday, sunny. Tomorrow's high back up to 42. Now light rain. We have a southeast wind gusting to 22 miles per hour and 33 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch. Want to stay up to date on the newest bourbon additions? Join the mailing list at monarchwichita.com. The Monarch in Delano. 7:46 now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And we have the Steve and Ted poll question on our webpage, knssradio.com. You're free to access the page and click in there and take part in the poll if you'd like. We've got a everybody's kind of getting a Super Bowl fever. The Chiefs are getting real close to getting a chance to go back to Super Bowl. So we've got a Super Bowl-themed question.
Aha.
Four teams left in the NFL playoffs.
Yes.
Who makes it to the Super Bowl?
What's the final matchup going to be?
All right. Tennessee Titans versus Green Bay Packers, 2%.
Oh, okay. No, hardly,
nobody seems
hardly
to be.
Hardly anyone thinks that.
Tennessee Titans versus San Francisco 49ers, 10%.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, what about Kansas City? The Kansas City Chiefs versus San Francisco 49ers, 42%.
Oh, my.
And when it comes down to the Chiefs versus the Green Bay Packers, 46%.
Ooh.
I think that's a matchup most people would like to see. That's our webpage, our Stephen Ted poll question on the webpage. If you want to take part in it, there at KNSSradio.com.
Chiefs Packers would be a rematch of Super Bowl I.
Which in that time, they didn't call it Super Bowl.
And the two teams did play earlier this season.
Yeah, so that's the one that I'd like to see.
A Chiefs 49ers matchup would also be very intriguing as well.
Well, we still got to get past Tennessee.
Yeah, that's the big hurdle on Sunday.
And we're going to be talking about that here in just a few minutes with Mitch Holtz.
Yes, our Friday visit with Mitch at 8:15 this morning. Do not miss it.
You're right. All right, Google's parent company, Alphabet, joins the trillion-dollar club in market value.
Stocks closing at record highs once again. The Dow's fourth record close this year, the fifth for the S&P and the NASDAQ. The passing of USMCA in the Senate giving markets a boost, along with some strong economic data coming from the National Retail Federation. They say holiday sales overall were up 4.1% in 2019 compared with the year before. Meanwhile, retail sales in December falling in line with Wall Street estimates. The Dow's closing up 267 points, the S&P up 27, the NASDAQ higher by 98. And finally, Google joining the trillion-dollar club. The company, now the fourth U.S. company to reach a trillion-dollar valuation, right behind Apple, Amazon, and Microsoft. From the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
CSX said its profit declined 9% in the fourth quarter as the railroad hauled less freight.
Oh, okay.
Jacksonville, Florida-based railroad says it earned $771 million, or 99 cents per share in the quarter, down from $843 million, or $1.01 per share a year ago. So, hauling freight on the railway. All right, then we got a three-day weekend coming up for many people out there.
Well, that's right.
Martin Luther King holiday is on Monday, and a lot of you out there going to work this morning say, hey, at least I got a three-day weekend. Our plan's on Monday morning. We're going to have a Steve and Ted show. We'll be in here keeping you updated on the news and sports and weather and traffic and everything. So be with us Monday morning as we
We'll get you going on Monday.
We'll get you going on Monday. And Martin Luther King holiday coming up Monday.
I've got
what
some,
you got, Jed?
I've got some more traffic news. This
there's a lot of traffic going on today.
Yeah, there is. But this is kind of strange. That it just so happens to be the kind of worst day for this to happen.
Okay.
CanDrive, the entire statewide system for notifying traffic conditions, appears to be down.
CanDrive.
That's handy. Yeah, which includes Which Way. We talk about whichway.org.
Explain what that is real quick. What is Which Way? It's a set of cameras, right?
Well, it's the maps that tell you the road conditions, and you, of course, can access those cameras that are up on the highways, but the system statewide is CanDrive. So it's Which Way here in Wichita, and that just gives you the local, but you can actually get statewide information out of the system, but it appears the entire system is down at the moment.
Well, only come stuff like that only fails when you need it.
Fantastic. Yeah, not the greatest day for that to happen.
Yeah, all right. All right, coming up on 751, Steve and Ted here on KNSS taking a close look at Wichita's proposed riverfront development plan. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, the big story of the weekly edition of the Wichita Business Journal, a deeper dive into the $1 billion proposed plan to transform the east bank of the Arkansas River in downtown Wichita. Funding, obviously an issue. The Riverfront Legacy Master Plan Group suggests that the transportation be publicly funded, the transformation, rather, be largely publicly funded. That could be through a citywide or countywide sales tax increase. Private investors and philanthropy would pay the rest. The WBJ broke down the costs of the large segments of the project. A convention center, roughly $421 million. New Performing Arts Center, $187 million, $330 million could be spent on green space, $220 million in infrastructure. This week's list, the area's largest law firms, ranked by number of Wichita area employees, Folston Siefkin remains at the top, 55 attorneys. Hinkle Law Firm is second at 42, the rest of the top five, Martin Pringle, Fleason, Gouin, Colson & Kitch, and Morris Lang, Evans, Brock & Kennedy. The number of attorneys at the firms on the list is down 2.5%. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
I want to tap into your heritage a little bit, your background. You, of course, grew up in the Kansas City area, right?
Yes.
And were you, are you old enough to remember that first playoff game between the Chiefs and the Packers in Super Bowl I?
I don't remember that.
Okay.
I remember certainly, I think my memory begins with Super Bowl III, which would have been, correct me if I'm wrong, Jets. That's the Namath.
Jets-Colts, yeah.
Jets-Colts.
Super Bowl, Jets-Colts, right.
What's a good, that,
Namath
good,
against Johnny Unitas.
Yeah, good matchups over the years in the Super Bowl. Of course, in the Chiefs, you got one more to get past guys in tennis.
Oh, big Chiefs fans. My dad had season tickets.
He did.
We would always go to, oh, yeah. We always went to Arrowhead and rode the bus over there. And
Boy,
we had a great time.
I didn't realize you were that big a Chiefs fan, but I guess in
Kansas City
growing up, your dad was a big fan then, huh?
You bet.
Okay.
Hey, you gave it.
He was one of the guys who was sitting there with the radio in his ear.
Nice. Yeah. One of your, talk about the East Bank development.
Yeah.
One of those numbers you said floored me, Bill, that the convention center itself would cost four times as much as the Performing Arts Center?
That part of the complex, those are the numbers we have in our package today.
Wow.
So that's a lot of money there.
That blew me away.
That's
yikes.
Yeah, it's not going to be cheap. And when it comes down to, if at some point, it looks like you're going to have a vote on maybe a tax increase, and you know how that goes.
Right.
If they don't get it, I guess we go back and start all over again. Huh?
Well, right.
All right, we got a ways to go on that, but we're going to keep an eye on the situation, as always.
You bet.
Now, my wife is talking about, have you guys seen this? Some video she's seen, okay, where they're doing Family Feud or something, and this young woman who apparently doesn't, you know, is not very bright. They were talking about, what is Popeye's favorite food? And she says, chicken. Apparently, Stacey she's hooting about it. She says, it's so funny. Chicken. Spinach is his food, right?
Well,
the young people don't know that, though. But I say that because today is Popeye Day. On this date in 1929, Popeye made his first appearance in E.C. Seeger's comic strip,
Thimble Theater.
Spinach eating.
Oh, that's good. That's a good. Well, what do you call that? The Popeye riff there, or what is that?
I guess so. I'm not sure what that is.
I love that character. Yeah, I love Popeye. He's my favorite. All right, Popeye Day.
Olive oil and Wimpy.
And, yeah, oh, and Bluto. Oh, my gosh, Bluto. And Wimpy eating those hamburgers. Okay. All right, guys, thank you. 7:55, Steve and Ted. Stay with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour on KNSS. Got the latest on this winter storm rumbling across Kansas. Ted has sports this morning.
Yep, our weekly visit with Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, is coming up. Don't miss it at 8:15.
Plus entertainment news and the blur on the way as well.
Yeah, we'll get you what you need to know entertainment-wise for the weekend. We got some really good entertainment items at 8:35 this morning.
Hey, a lot of traffic and weekend weather to talk about as well, all in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 97 and 1330 KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.